Good morning, good evening, good night, whoever you are, wherever you are. I'm Ava Julian.
I'm Paisley Sweeney.
And I'm Daphne Garcia Hatton.
And today we're going to be talking about 2022 trend recap and then our 2023 trend predictions. So to kind of introduce this topic, in like social media, especially like TikTok and like Instagram, we see a lot of like influencers like hopping on like different trends and things. So we just kind of wanted to talk about some from this past year and then make predictions about this upcoming year. So the first one that I can think of from last year is like the greens and like nutrition thing. So I feel like, especially on TikTok, I've seen like a lot of influencers like talking about like the Bloom nutrition or like getting your greens in or like, you know, pre-workout things. So that made me think of like, you know, that trend that was like all over TikTok and Instagram.
Yeah. What do you guys like feel about that trend?
I don't think it tastes good.
I've never tried it. I always, there's like this one fitness girl that I saw doing it, and she was like one of the first ones that I saw, and she got a lot of recognition for like introducing healthy habits and stuff like that, but I've never tried Bloom's.
Me neither. I've seen it in like Target and stuff like that, which I never saw before. So it's like interesting to see, because like usually when like social media trends, I would think of it, it was just like a thing in the past, but now it's something that like I'm actually seeing in person in store, you know? So yeah. It was interesting.
And it like targets a lot to like those who like to work out, because it's like I guess like perceived as like something that will help you like lose weight, or like it has benefits for your skin and hair. And like I see like, I call them micro influencers, like having their own like brand deals with like brands like this. So I was like, that's crazy just how fast and like how quickly and like easily you can make money off of making like a simple video about like greens
or promoting a certain
Yeah. And it just didn't look good to me. Like, they just put, like, the powder with the water and they mix it. And I'm like, that can't taste, like, right. And they have, like, different flavors. They have, like, berry or, like, lemonade.
I think I actually have tried it. And it was, like, I think I tried the berry one. It was just, like, bland. Like, you could taste the berry, but there's, like, no sweetness to it, which makes sense. But, like,
right. But I'm just, like,
there's no flavor. It's, like, are people doing it for the trend or for, like, the actual benefits?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty. The next one also has to do kind of with drinks or cups, maybe. It's the Stanley Cups over the Hydro Flasks. And I already, like, fell for this trend because I already got both. Well, I've had a Hydro Flask, and I now own, like, 3 Stanley Cups. But it started off as, like, the, like, Utah mom, like, cup thing. But I like it. I feel like in the beginning, like, it, like, kind of encouraged me and, like, motivated me to, like, drink more water.
Yeah. I'm not, like, big on, like, cups or anything, but I did, like, see people using it, and it, like, made me, like, influence to, like, you know, be more hydrated and, like, whatnot with that.
I also, well, for me, I remember, like, the, kind of the transition in a way, because I feel like when we were in middle school, you saw everyone with Hydro Flasks, and that was the thing, and then all of a sudden you get to high school, and, like, you see Hydro Flasks here and there, and then you just see a mixture of different types of, like, containers and cups, and now I've been seeing a lot more Stanley Cups more than anything.
And they're so hard to, like, buy now, like, they've, like, they come out with stuff and it like sells out. So I'm like, again, like social media is crazy and like how like fast like people are like obsessed with these cups. And like I like personally like them because the way that they're built, they fit into like my car cup holder. I feel like with my Hydro Flask, like it never fits, so I just like have it in like the seat and it just like roll around. So I was like, that's one of the pros that I like about it. But I feel like it's too big too, because then I can't like keep it in my backpack. I have to like carry it around. So it's just like,
it just, it looks like it's like, I don't know, I like the build of it for some reason.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if I would get it myself, but I like the build of it.
But yeah, I'd definitely say better than a Hydro Flask at this point.
Yeah.
But the straw, because it's like an actual straw, at least like the one I have.
Because I feel like I kind of got the Hydro Flask for like the aesthetic in middle school, and then now like
stickers on it.
Yeah. I still won't forget, someone stole my Hydro Flask last year, and I was pained because like I had all my cute stickers on it, and then like
that's just gross. Why would you steal?
That was nasty.
Watch out for your Stanley Cups, guys.
Watch out for your Stanley Cups. Someone might take it because they're hard to like buy.
All right, so with styling and whatnot, I think we should go into like clothing for people. What are some trends we see now?
I've definitely seen a lot more baggy and oversized clothes. A lot more of people bringing back the aesthetic of, like, 90s and 80s.
Right.
Whether that's, like, with Juicy Couture, a lot more, like, Jordan-styled outfits.
The Y2K.
The Y2K style,
lots of velvet, lots of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I personally, like, I enjoy and wear the Y2K style. And I feel like that's, like, definitely started at the end of 2022, or at least the past couple months, you know?
Yeah, I would say definitely, like, the last quarter of 2022, for sure.
Mm-hmm. And you see it more on, like, social media and whatnot, too.
Or, like, how quickly stores, like, I know H&M is always, like, up on trends. Like, they always have new things.
Like, fast fashion, too.
Yeah, fast fashion is crazy. Mm-hmm. And people buy it, which is, like, good for them, but it's, like, really, like...
That's a whole different story. Yeah.
Right. But I do like the oversized look.
Yeah, I like my... Like, I always try... I love to go thrifting, but I feel like it's so hard to find pieces. And it's, like, especially because, like, I don't know. It just feels weird, first of all, because it's, like, someone's old clothing. And then, but second of all, it's, like, okay, I'm not paying as much for clothes. Especially because, like, I just started my new job. So it's not, like, I can afford crazy, like, nice things, like, going to H&M all the time. So I feel like thrifting is just, like, I don't know. I just enjoy it. And it feels like... You're just carrying the story of someone, like, that used to wear.
That was, like, a trend, too.
Like, my whole outfit is thrifted. Like, yeah, for real. Everything.
And I think, like, you could agree. Like, you said, like, it's hard to, like, afford stuff that isn't thrifting. But now that it's a trend, like, thrifting is going up. Like, all the prices are insane. Yeah.
Like, I haven't been thrifting in a year because that's when, like, the prices started to go up.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Again, see, people buy things and they just...
For the trends, yeah.
And I've been seeing, like, a lot of, like, vintage pieces, too. Like, the cameras, like, the vinyls, and, like, even, like, the filters that people, like, use on, like, TikTok and, like, Snapchat.
Like, the fish eye,
Yeah, like, that's all, like...
The grainy.
Right! So I'm like, whoa, this is
the indie kid.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I love my vinyls. I have, like, a whole list of all the vinyl records I want to get. Like, I think I just got my third vinyl record. I have, like, the Steve Lacy one, Kendrick Lamar one, and then... I have a Tyler, the Creator one that I got for Christmas.
And as for, like, vintage and, like, trendy, I feel like vintage has, like, always been a thing and always will be, like, a part of fashion and whatnot. But it also, like, comes back in sections of months. So, like, we definitely saw that in 2022 multiple times, honestly.
Yeah.
I
love it. It was nice, though. Camera. Because it felt like it was almost nostalgic, even though we didn't live through that era.
And it's like, my mom be like, I used to wear that in high school.
Like, it was nothing. It was so cheap. And I'm like,
I wish.
Yeah. All right. So we're moving on to the trend predictions.
Yeah, I'm excited for this part.
Me too.
I have a lot of...
Well, a couple of them we've predicted, and then some we've already start, like, we've seen, like, already begin at the start of this year, and we're just gonna... Yeah.
My favorite one is gonna be this TikTok dupe trend.
I love it like, so
dupe.
Much.
Dupe? It's so funny, and it's, like, crazy to think that... I feel like a couple, like, years ago, like, people would, like, hate on you if you had like dupes or like a fake of something that's like you know higher end.
And for anyone that doesn't understand it, it's like when you basically call something a dupe and it's like the fake or like
duplicate
cheaper brand of something that's really nice.
So I know like Target right now has a lot of like dupes or like H&M has like
Lululemon dupe.
Yeah, Victoria's Secret dupe.
Yeah, that trend is so funny to me.
I feel like it's also refreshing because, like, me as a kid, I feel like I wasn't up to trends because my parents were like, oh, what's the point of being up to trends?
Right. So they
so. Yeah, it's like no one cares now. Mm-hmm. It's like almost a joke, like, okay, whatever. Like, you're wearing a duplicate or like an off brand. No one really cares. So I feel like it's a fun way and almost refreshing to, like, no one's really taking it seriously nowadays.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, it's also, like, promoting small businesses, not gonna lie. Like, people will be on TikTok or Instagram, and they'll be like, oh, this is my jacket. Like, it's a dupe, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, buy it.
Like, people are more, like, proud to, like, say,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like
it's not, like, embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, talking about it, we could talk about, like, bringing yourself into it, like, your skincare, your hair care, your mental health care, you know? Mm-hmm. What do you think was, like, the main focus this year?
Yeah, I feel like last year was a lot more skincare with, like, Curology and, like, different brands
and
stuff.
Like, the gua shas and,
like,
like, the ice rollers and the little mini fridge with, like,
waking
your skincare.
Up Kathy's 4 a.m.
But, yeah, I feel like hair care has been definitely coming, like, gotten more popular.
Because
people aren't just focusing on one thing about themselves that they need to take care of. Especially with me, I've been seeing a lot of, like... Black people talking about, like, black hairstyles and promoting black hair growth and stuff. Because, like, for me, being a black woman, you never really saw that. You had to, like, search for someone to...
Or
like,
know someone who...
Someone who knows about your hair. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really cool that now we're shifting to different things that... Especially hair care, no one has the same texture. No one has the same hairstyle. So I feel like it's very interesting to see, like... how we're all
embracing the diversity
for 2023. I could like hope to see, like, even with skincare too, not just hair care, but like people always talk about the makeup not having like a darker shade, it's always like an orange or something. Right. Like that's ridiculous, and like I feel like for 2023 it should definitely change, and we can predict that it does, hopefully.
Yeah, for sure.
And then let's move on to like maybe fashion again with like shoes or accessories.
Shoes. One thing I noticed was more like of like the slippers.
Yeah.
Or like just like slip on shoes. Yeah, slides over like regular like laced up shoes. Like you see like the Yeezy slides, like Crocs.
And it's everywhere.
Birkenstocks everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Especially with our dress code too, you could see that they kind of changed it a bit.
Yeah.
Because they saw everyone, like you can't dress code everyone.
Yeah.
But you see so many people wearing a certain thing, you can't just like prohibit everyone from wearing it. So you could, it was crazy like that influence changed how the school.
Yeah. Do you think in 2023 it'll like still be the same?
Oh yeah, I feel like the first time I saw a lot of people wearing like slides or any type of like slippers was definitely middle school, and it was usually the people like saying, "Oh well, I'm in sports and like my feet are sore and like that type of thing." Yeah. And now everyone just wears it.
Yeah,
it started with Crocs, like a Nike slide.
Like,
Nike
sports
clothing. Yeah, I have a backing. It's a shoe. It's a real shoe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I think that's something that's gonna stay around, or
for sure. Yeah,
make it so. Then talking more about clothes again, this Y2K style is not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm. No, I hope it doesn't. It's kind
I
of,
really like it.
Like no, I love it. It matches your style nice. Like I just I feel like seeing how it's changed, like just how people are changing their outfits a little, and it's like different from how it was like years ago.
And one thing I like is that it's like unisex. Like boys are wearing it too, and I really like to see trends like that. Because in 2022 it started, and before that, I always, like, would go into a store and be like, oh, this is girl section, boy section, whatever. But this time, there's, like, unisex sections.
Yeah.
Especially with Y2K, and I really like that.
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Same with, like, pants, like, cargo pants.
Oh, yeah, speaking of cargos.
Speaking of that's a good idea. No, because I've been seeing, like, cargo backpacks, cargo, like, shirts and, like, jackets. And I'm like, these pockets are, like, everywhere.
I love cargos. Well, I'm not wearing cargos right now. I'm wearing Carpenters. Oh. But the amount of pockets I get, it's just nice. It's just like
I could put like my lip balm, like my AirPods, phone. My phone.
Yeah,
you could
your Stanley cup.
Yeah, can I put my Stanley cup in there? That's crazy.
Yeah, but I also find it because with cargo pants, like my dad, you know, he grew up in the 90s in New York, and I remember he like fished out in his closet like stuff that he vacuum sealed from the 90s that he hasn't touched.
Oh my god!
And like the cargos I wear are literally his, and it's just like
I'd be taking all of it.
Right? I was like, and my dad's like, oh, I can't believe this style's coming back. Oh, like I haven't seen this in years.
Trends just keep repeating, I feel like, at this point.
Yeah, I feel like it's repeating but changing in the way that we wanna.
Like, we can take bits and pieces from everything, and we're still making it our own.
Because if you think about it, it's so hard to have an original idea nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, you're right.
And, like, last school year, I remember being like, oh, like, I feel like I don't see much style at school, like, changing between people. It's always just, like, what's popular right now. But then this year, I actually have thought a lot about, like, how I'm seeing individual people, like, really find themselves through fashion. And I, like, hope to keep seeing that in 2023.
That's what I love about high school, because I feel like middle school is definitely where you feel like, okay, I don't want to be judged. I don't
Last
high
leggings.
School, yeah. Like, I mean, high school now, I feel like no one really cares. Like,
which I like. I appreciate it.
Yeah. It doesn't feel better. High school for me personally just doesn't feel as pressuring as it did in middle school.
Yeah.
Or as it like seemed in the movies, to be.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know,
cliche, nothing like that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a wrap up of all the trends.
Anybody else have any other ideas? Any other predictions?
No.
I'm excited though to see what comes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alrighty, we'll catch you on the flip side. This is Ava Julian.
This is Paisley.
And this is Daphne Garcia-Hatton.